Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabel, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest, and I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on diet when we come back. You know, the genocidal policy of Global 2000 and this New World Order are the greatest threats to our lives, our liberties, and our property since Noah's flood. Now, our national leaders have subscribed to a plan created by the Club of Rome, the United Nations, and the Trilateral Commission, and a whole host and plethora of other lesser policy-making think tanks, and their objective is to reduce the Earth's population by 90% over the next 50 years. And that's correct, that's 90% over the next 50 years. So let's not delude ourselves into believing that we're going to stop all of these mad scientists, these philosophers, preachers, and politicians in their insane scheme to enslave the world and impose a worldwide tyranny, a new world order upon all of us. But you know, we don't have to participate in our own demise. We do not have to help them or finance them, nor do we need to stand helplessly by and then do nothing either. That's why I contend that it's time that you and I wise up and start listening more to the God of Israel and stop following after all these crazy scientists, these philosophers and preachers and all these politicians, and let you and I prepare to live through and survive this Global 2000, this New World Order nightmare. If you'd like to learn more, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package? That's the place to start. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational, it's informative, and it's entertaining. Best of all, it doesn't cost anything. It's free. So why don't you call right now? The number to call, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967 and order one. Now, our subsistence and survival school is also available on compact disc for adult home study. And if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Just click on the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Again, georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we've been talking about this thing of diet. You know, and when we think of diet, we think of how do we lose weight. But diet has a lot more to it than just weight reduction. It has to do with overall health. And I've been reporting on a seminar or a series of speeches that were given by a fellow named let's see, what is his name here? It's a kind of an odd name, Getoff, G-E-T-O-F-F, David Getoff. And I was attracted to him because my wife attended the Acres convention up in Minneapolis here a couple of weeks ago. And she sat in, she listened to his program, and she called me on the phone. She said, you know, this guy up here has got some common sense. This is the kind of guy that plumbers and carpenters and electricians can listen to because he doesn't use all of these double-jointed knee action words that none of the rest of us can understand. He's a pretty plain-spoken guy. And he puts out a 6-CD disc program, 12 hours in all, on this diet and health. And I said, well, why don't you get a set of them, bring them home, let's listen to them. If you think they're any good, maybe there's something we can learn from. Now, just from the perspective of a lay person, which is what I am, just a crummy plumber, I can understand this guy, and he makes a lot of sense. And the last time I reported to you, we were talking about this thing of food additives, and he made a couple of observations. He said, you know, when I buy a can of tuna fish, it's got tuna fish and water in it. Now, I can understand tuna fish and water. I don't understand dehydrostreptomycin and penicillin and sodium nitrite and sodium nitrate, and he called these additives. And he said, you know, if God didn't put it into the plant or the animal, it's an additive, and if it doesn't grow from the seed, then it isn't something that's fit for your body. It's a wild new concept, but I picked right up on that. Now, I picked up another one of the discs, and I stuck it in the machine over there out of the, I don't know, there may be there's 6 packages here, and some of them have 2 discs in them. And there might be 8 or 10 of these discs in the program here, but the thing I think that caught my eyeball here on this sugar thing, he brought up sugar. Now, you know, we all like sugar. Sugar's in everything that we eat. It's in all the packaged, Oreo cookies, you know, have it. And hell, your ketchup has sugar in it. Just take a look at the ingredients label. And you've probably heard how bad sugar is for you, and it's bad, and it's not good for you, and you ought to cut down on it. Well, here's a number for you. In 1900, we Americans were eating about 5 pounds of processed sugar a year, 5 pounds. Now, we all eat a lot of sugar. Sugar is a part and parcel of a normal God-ordained diet. For instance, you eat an apple, it's got sugar in it. Or you eat a pear, it's got sugar in it. You eat a carrot, it's got sugar in it. All foods, all starches, all carbohydrates, you know, they have, you know, eat pinto beans, it turns to sugar, that carbohydrate. Milk has sugar in it. So he goes through this list, and just about everything has sugar in it. But the difference is that these sugars that you eat naturally in an apple, a pear, an orange, a carrot, or a bowl of pinto beans, those are called complex carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates. And your body needs sugar. Your body runs on sugar, just like an automobile runs on gasoline. But you can put in some pretty powerful gasoline in your car and it'll burn the valves. Or, you know, you can put in some pretty powerful fuel in your body and it'll burn out certain organs in your body. And that's why you get things like diabetes. Now, the sugar's not bad for you. It's the kind of sugar that you're eating and the quantities that you're eating. Kind and quantity. And so we get quite a little story here on the sugar thing over here. And I thought it was really an interesting little story. And I thought I'd share a little of that with you. Because in that sugar story comes this artificial sugar, you know, called aspartame or diet colas and diet this and diet that, you know. And, you know, you already weigh 350 pounds, you know, and you're sitting here saying, well, we got to count calories. And I pointed this out to you the other day. I said, hey, kids, cows don't count calories and cows don't get obese. Now, pigs do. Wild pigs don't. To get a pig fat, you got to feed him a diet of carbohydrates. That's grain. And that's what we feed pigs. We feed them grain. Now, pigs are scavengers. You know, if a pig is out here in the open, he eats meat, he eats acorns, he eats roots and bark. He eats insects and little bugs and things. I mean, a pig will eat anything. If he can chew it up and swallow it, he'll eat it. Well, a scavenger, you know, is not the kind of animal that God has designed for us to eat, but we have made pigs a part and parcel of the American diet. I mean, pig isn't everything. People love pig. And I've said if God made anything better than a pig to eat, he kept it for himself. And so we like to eat pigs, but they're not natural. The pigs that we're eating here today aren't near as natural as they would be if you went out into the woods and you shot one and gutted it out and brought it home and cooked it. You wouldn't get near the fat. In fact, pigs are about 40% fat. 40% fat. Now, you take a cow, he's 25% fat. And if you take a lean cow or a buffalo or a yak or something like that, they're about 6% fat. Now, I raise Jersey cows. They have about 6% body fat. Now, since we were instructed in Scripture not to eat fat, I woke up one day and said, well, I don't want fat cattle, then. I just want skinny cows. I want cows with muscle, not fat. Well, the same thing, you know, when we shift over here and we take a look at sugar, the sugar over here, which is natural and normal, you know, like eating meat, you know, is natural and normal, but breeding these cattle out to turn them into fat pigs, you know, fat cattle, wasn't exactly what God had in mind. Now, sugar is good for you. I don't think sugar is bad at all. Sugar is like salt, you know, they tell you. My wife gets on me and says, don't eat that salt. Don't eat that sugar. You know, don't eat this and don't eat that. You know, pretty soon you get tired of listening to this crap, don't you? But there's some common sense that goes along with it. So, you know, if your old lady's on you about eating this and eating that and eating something else, you know, why don't you educate yourself? And this guy Getoff, I think, is probably about the best guy that I've seen that can put this story of food and food additives and et cetera into a palatable form for Joe Sixpack and Sally Housewife. I mean, this guy's not that technical that I can't listen to the guy and can't understand what the hell's been said here. Now, when you get into the sugar thing over here, he said 100 years ago we're eating about 5 pounds of sugar a year. Now, this is refined sugar he's talking about. CNH, pure cane sugar, or soda pop, or Oreo cookies, or something that you're eating that has refined sugar in it. Now, refined sugar, he points out, is made from simple carbohydrates, simple. And you boil this stuff down until you get something that's real sweet, and then it makes other foods that taste better. And I can go along with that, you know. Can you picture a can of Coke with no sugar in it? I don't know what that stuff would taste like without sugar. But, you know, Coke tastes pretty good. And so when you're eating a Hershey bar, you know, that thing tastes pretty good. And so to sweeten it up, they put in refined sugar. And so over the past century, we Americans have gone from 5 pounds of refined sugar and virtually no cancer and no heart attacks and so on, to until today we're eating over 200 pounds of sugar per person per year. Now, one can of soda pop contains 9 to 14 teaspoons of sugar. Depends on what you're sucking down, you know. If it's something like Mountain Dew, it's got a little more. If you're drinking Coke and Pepsi, it's got about 9. Now, your body can digest and dispose of about 3 teaspoons of refined simple carbohydrates in about 24 hours or one day. So, you know, when you're sitting there sucking down a six-pack of Coke a day, you're overtaxing your body's ability to process this refined sugar. And then we come down with things like diabetes, or we weigh 300 pounds, and we got to do something about that. And so we woke up one day and we said, well, what we need to do is to have an artificial sugar. We got to have something that's sweet and tastes real good, but doesn't have any calories. And sure enough, here comes Monsanto and the chemical companies, and they came up with a product here. It's called aspartame, artificial sweetener. Now, this aspartame over here is quite a little story of and by itself, and I thought I'd share a little of this artificial sugar with you. You probably heard about how bad sugar is for you, but this aspartame over here has 92 side effects. It causes 92 maladies. Did you get that number down? Get your pencil out there and sharpen it on both ends now, and write down 92. 92 problems that come from aspartame. Now, aspartame has a number of names. There's Sweet and Low and Spoonful and other names that goes along with this. And they stick the stuff in our food. I mean, it's in your Oreo cookies. If it says diet on there or low calorie, it's got this this chemical in it, and it's called an excitotoxin. That's about the biggest word that you're going to hear here today, excitotoxin. It's a toxic product. It's a toxin means poison, so it's a poison. It's an exciting poison. That's what it is. Spoonful and aspartame are exciting poisons, and they are very addictive. So if you're sucking on Diet Coke and you just really like this Diet Coke, it isn't because you like the Diet Coke. You like the aspartame chemical that's in it. You've become chemically dependent upon this aspartame. And it's not near as good as crack and heroin. I think you're going to like morphine a whole lot more than you're going to like, and the outcome comes out better. I mean, you know, morphine and heroin and Coke and so on, it's not good for you, but it's a hell of a lot better than aspartame. I'm going to show you that. And Getoff points that out in his sugar discs here. It's number one and two out of his six-part series over here. And he talks about this thing called sugar. I think when you get through with that program, I think you'll understand the sugar thing, and maybe it'll help you a little bit with kicking the habit. It did me. I mean, I listened to that, and I said, oh, my God, I'm going to quit eating Oreo cookies. I've been off of aspartame and diet things, you know, for years and years. I've tried it a little bit. I never did like the taste of it. I tried it a couple, three times. I said, this is a bunch of trash. I'd rather have a can of Jolt. You know, it's got something in it there that's double the sugar and double the caffeine. If I was going to have something, you know, I want to have something that's good. I didn't get it out of this aspartame. But listen, this aspartame is causing 92 illnesses, and some of them are pretty wicked and pretty nasty, including death. Aspartame is a deadly poison. Now, to give you an illustration of this, you know, Americans will say, I don't understand why we're sick, or I don't understand why I'm sick, or why I don't feel good, or why I have tunnel carpal syndrome, or I've got migraine headaches. You know, we Americans put mercury into our mouth, and mercury is a toxic poison. We put fluoride in our toothpaste, and fluoride is a toxic poison. We put chlorine in our drinking water, and chlorine is a toxic poison. We put formaldehyde in our soda pop, and formaldehyde is a toxic poison. We put nerve gas on our dried apricots and dried fruits, and that nerve gas is a toxic poison. We put genetically modified organisms into our cooking oil, and genetically modified organisms are a poison. And at the same time that you're being sprayed by contrails overhead, and that's a deadly poison. And we wonder why we're sick. Children, it's a wonder that we're still alive. And all of this is approved by the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Agriculture and the Republican and Democratic parties. I mean, hell, this has all been packaged up and sold to us, and we've been told that this is good for us. Or at least it's in such small doses and such small quantities that it's not bad for us. But hey, listen, kids, you don't have fluoride just in your toothpaste. You got it in your drinking water, and it's cumulative. Cumulative. Now, that's another big word, and what that means is when you drink a glass of water and there's a little bit of fluoride in there, one part per million, and your body doesn't dispose of it, it puts it into the fat cells of your body. And then, you know, you get thirsty again, and so you drink another glass of water. And so there's another couple of parts, you know, in there of fluoride, and so it gets stuck into and it adds up. Cumulative means it adds up. It adds up. Now, the other day, there was a Taco Bell, and they got some E. coli in their onions or something, see? And people just got real excited about that. And there's committees in Congress, and there's the FDA, and there's the health departments, and they want to spend billions of dollars on this E. coli, which doesn't kill 100 people a year. I mean, you can count on your hands, you know, the number of people. I had the spinach thing the other day. Oh, my God, Katie just went off the wall. Did you see her bouncing off the wall? And she got real excited, you know, about this. Three people died from this spinach out here in California. Hell, this aspartame kills tens of thousands of people every year. Nobody gets excited about that. Listen, the doctors, through iatrogenic mistakes, you know, that's where they give you the wrong drug or they give you too much of the right drug or something like that. Doctors are a hell of a lot more dangerous to your health, you know, than E. coli. They kill 130,000 people a year with what we call doctor-induced mistakes, called iatrogenic disease. Another one of them big words. Iatrogenic disease. And that's what they admit to. Now, you know, if they're admitting to 130,000, there's two or three times that much, which is actually going on, but they admit to 130,000. Hell, kids, in the whole Vietnam War, you only killed 60,000, less than half. Over 10 years in the Vietnam War, hell, these doctors are killing double that every year. And you don't see, you know, Katie Couric or Brian Williams or anybody getting real excited and putting on a real probe over here to find out. Now, we're real concerned about Bill Clinton. I mean, we'll spend millions and millions of dollars on Bill Clinton and the blue dress in the Oval Office, which, you know, probably needed to be investigated. But you know, when you compare that to the number of people that are being killed over here in Iraq, it doesn't count, does it? You count the number of people that are dying from E. coli, it doesn't even come up on the radar screen. Seems like to me that we get all excited about things that really don't amount to a row of pins, and then something that's really kind of important, killing tens of thousands of people a year, we don't even think about it. Now, I'm not going to get after you because you got mercury in your fillings of your teeth. I mean, hell, you know, they feel good and you don't die, you know, right away. Now, with E. coli, see, you die in 2 or 3 days, and you can get real excited about that, but fluoride, see, doesn't kill you for 20 or 30 years. And you don't get a birth certificate that said died from fluoride poisoning or died from excessive sugar intake. That isn't going to happen. Now, let me tell you a little story here about this aspartame over here. Get your pencil out here and sharpen this on both ends. In the keynote address by the EPA, they announced that there was an epidemic of multiple sclerosis and systemic lupus, and they didn't understand what toxin, what poison, was causing this to be rampant across the United States. So when the temperature of aspartame exceeds 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the wood alcohol in the aspartame converts to formaldehyde and then to formic acid, which in turn causes metabolic acidosis. I don't know what the hell metabolic acidosis is, but you know, you can tell by the tenor of the paragraph here that it probably isn't anything that you want to buy. Now, formic acid is the poison found in the sting of fire ants, and the methanol toxicity mimics multiple sclerosis. So people are being diagnosed with having multiple sclerosis in error. The multiple sclerosis is not a death sentence, but the methyl toxicity is. Now, in the case of systemic lupus, we're finding it has become almost as rampant as multiple sclerosis, especially with Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi drinkers. So let's underline that. Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi drinkers. Now, that's probably about what you're drinking, isn't it? Now, this comes from, there's a website here, I'm going to give it to you. Now, I don't see a website on this. One of my students sent this in. Oh, yeah, here we go. Why don't you go to www.ringsmsonline.com, ringsmsonline.com. And they got a number here. It says refer code 969-106-196. I don't know exactly what that means, but the boy brought this in. It's a report came in over the off the internet, sent in by a student. So what happened is it's an email that comes in from a student, but he's got this website on here, and I imagine this is where he got this information. So take a look at this. You know, you're drinking this Diet Coke and this Diet Pepsi, and it makes you feel real good. Well, a little later on, I'm going to show you over here, if you're drinking these diet aspartame drinks, it's making you fat. Not exactly why. You know, we don't know exactly why. But you know, you're drinking this diet stuff over here so that you can eliminate the calories, aren't you? And you figured that because you eliminated these calories, you know, that'll knock off some weight. But what this diet stuff does over here, and we're not quite sure now how this works, but it makes you fatter. And the more of it you drink, the fatter you get. So take a look at all these diet drinkers over here, fat as pigs. Now, you thought that they got fat, and then they drank the diet stuff to lose weight. Now, you weigh more now, you diet Coke drinkers, you weigh more now than when you started drinking that Diet Coke. Now, isn't that true? Now, you never thought that this diet stuff over here was causing your weight problem over here. You figured, oh, my God, if I hadn't been drinking this Diet Coke, can you imagine how fat I'd be if I wasn't drinking this diet stuff over here? Now, when you get off this diet stuff over here, you'll find out that you'll lose weight. In fact, when you get off of all of these additives over here, you'll lose weight. Your body is designed to weigh so much. It's genetic. And it ain't 350 pounds. That ain't genetic. It's what you're stuffing into that hole in your face. That's what's causing your weight problem over here. And the stuff that you're sticking in here came out of the multinational food conglomerates approved by the FDA, and the FDA is approving these poisons that are killing you and making you fat in the process. Now, that's what the bottom line is all about. So if you think the Republicans are your friends, I mean, you got your head up the wrong end of your anatomy, and the Democrats are right behind them. Now, the Democrats are a little better, you know, on this food and additives and one thing and another and Joe Sixpack than the Republicans. I got to concede that. But, hey, listen, these Democrats, they get their campaign contributions from Searle and Monsanto and Merck and the rest of these guys, and just like the Republicans do. I always ask my students, you know, when they come into class, we're talking a little politics or something. I say, well, how much money did you send off to your political party last year? I've been doing this for about the last 20 years. I don't think anybody's ever raised their hands. Maybe one or two guys have raised their hands and said, yeah, I checked off a dollar on my income tax and sent it off to the Democrats. Well, you crummy pikers, no wonder politicians don't listen to plumbers and truck drivers. We don't give them any money. But you can rest assured that the big pharmaceutical companies and the ExxonMobil and the rest of them are giving millions of dollars to political campaigns and money. Is what they call that? Money is the grease of politics. And then you and I, you know, we vote for the guys that we hear their names the most often, you know. So they get out there hot and heavy, and they're advertising like crazy, see. And we listen to these 30-second sound bites, and we say, well, you know, I like Ike, I like Ike, I like Ike. I remember when I was a kid, you know, I was running around, I like Ike, I like Ike. Okay, well, what do you like about Ike? He couldn't tell you. Well, he was a general. Does that make a good president? I mean, no, Ike was all right. I'm not complaining about Eisenhower, but I'm just saying it's a mindless chant, you know, that sounds like a bunch of cheerleaders trying to rant and rave about the home team over here, you know. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't add up to anything. Sounds good, I guess, when you're half drunk and watching the ball game. And on the other hand, in the case of those diagnosed with this multiple sclerosis, when in reality the disease is methanol toxicity. So now if you think you've got multiple sclerosis, you could have. There's a real disease out there called multiple sclerosis, and you probably got that by starving yourself to death. But you know, you ought to take a look at that, kids, and say, you know, I drink a lot of Diet Coke. And if I'm drinking this diet soda pop over here, I'm sucking down all of this spoonful and so on. That could be the cause of your problem. And there's 92 of these, and I'm going to get into these 92 here in a minute. I'll read them all to you, but I'm going to read off about 25 or 30 out of these 92 symptoms, 92 diseases. And I'm going to give you the website so you can go to it and get it for yourself and see what the FDA and the Republicans and the Democrats and Searle and Monsanto and these multinational corporations are done to you. Now, if you're satisfied and you're happy with it and you don't want to make a change, well, that's terrific. I don't care. You know, you're not going to hurt my feeling. But I've always said, you know, I think somebody needs to come along here and tell you, you know, where the bear does it, where the rubber meets the road over here, so you can make an intelligent decision. And then when you make that decision and it's the wrong one and it kills you, you know, it ain't my fault. I didn't do it to you. The thing that always bugged me was that they want to keep the information away from you. You know, when somebody's trying to keep it away from you, it's like that apple, you know, in the Garden of Eden. You know, God comes along and says, don't eat off that tree over there. What the hell's the matter with you trying to keep that apple away from me? And so right away, you know, your curiosity gets up. Well, that thing looks pretty good to me. I'm going to wait until you turn your back, and then I'm going to go over there and snatch one of those apples off that tree over there. So, okay, so that's the way people are, you know. We got to go over and have a little of that forbidden fruit. And then when we get a bad result from it, that doesn't feel so good, you know. It's like a hangover, you know, on Sunday morning, you know. And you say, oh, God, that don't feel too good. Going on here, he says, during a lecture, I said, if you're using aspartame, NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, et cetera, you suffer from fibromyalgia. That's a bad word. Fibromyalgia symptoms, spasms, shooting pains, numbness in your legs, cramps, vertigo, dizziness, headaches, tinnitus, joint pain, depression, anxiety attacks, slurred speech, blurred vision, or memory loss, you probably have aspartame disease. I'm going to underline that. Aspartame disease, this guy calls it. People were jumping up during the lecture saying, I've got this. Is it reversible? Is it rampant? You know, some of the speakers at my lecture were even suffering from these symptoms. And one lecture attended by the ambassador of Uganda, he told us that their sugar industry is adding aspartame. He continued by saying that one of the industry's leaders, son, could no longer walk due in part by product usage. And there's people out there that actually take that stuff and think it's good for them. Now, there's a section in this, and the reason I'm telling you this here is because this Dr. Getoff over here has a six-part or a six-disc CD set over here. Now, I don't know the price of it. I haven't got that much, but I did get the name and address here, so stand by. I got to give you a reminder, and then I'll give you his name and address. I did dig that out, and I think that you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I mean, this guy speaks, you know, in language we can understand, pretty straightforward. Guy teaches a college class over at the local college on this thing of health and nutrition. Got several hundred people around the country listening to it, including me, and I think the guy makes enough sense that a truck driver over here can probably do a little something about that 350 pounds he's packing around. So hang on here a second. Let me remind you that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. And if you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. It is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, then go to our homeschooling page on the website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has a radio log schedule and archives, and that can be accessed through the website. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest, and The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one for yourself. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, The Law Hour and editorial review relies upon sources of information that we use on this program that we believe to be true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And The Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. And we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give out don't mean that those authors or publications are going to endorse and recommend us. And that's because most of these people and their publications that we cite here on The Law Hour are political, or they're religious, or they're economic, or they're sectarian. They may even be racial or ethnic partisans. And their viewpoint is not necessarily totally endorsed by The Law Hour and editorial review either. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers or the sponsors or management or the staff of this network or this local radio station. For more information about The Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org, or you can call the law school direct at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. All right, now we're talking about aspartame right now, but I wanted to give you the name and address of this guy, Dr. Getoff, over here. And the reason I think this guy is a pretty straight shooter is I've been watching his videos. He makes good what I call common sense. You know, this guy's got sense enough to carry guts to a barrel. So the name that you want is Dr. Getoff, and it's G-E-T-O-F-F, David J. Getoff. And he calls himself a traditional naturopath and board-certified clinical nutritionist. And he's got a website. It's www.naturopath, N-A-T-U-R-O-P-A-T-H, with the number 4, Y-O-U. Naturopath for you, spelled with a 4 instead of F-O-U-R. Naturopath with the numeral 4, Y-O-U, all one word, .com. Okay, so there's naturepathforyou.com. Now, he's also got a P.O. Box, 803 Jamul, J-A-M-U-L, Jamul, California, 91935. That's P.O. Box 803 Jamul, J-A-M-U-L, California, 91935. Now, he's a part and parcel with this Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation. Now, if you remember when I started the series, I said there's a thing here called Pottinger's Cats. Remember that? And there's this worldview that goes on out here. And the sickness and disease is caused by an accident that we don't understand, and that we need to treat that with a drug. We've got to come up with some kind of a drug or some kind of a process to treat that. The other side of the worldview that comes from the Bible and God and people with common sense says that disease comes from starvation and poison. And you need to eliminate that starvation and that poison by eating better and stop poisoning yourself, and your body will get better all by itself because it's got what we call an immune system. You know, a system built right into your body, and it'll heal itself. It's like automatic pilot. Now, this Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation, they've got a phone number here. It's 1-800-FOODS-FOR-YOU, F-O-O-D-S with the numeral 4 and the letter U. And if you can't figure that one out, the number is 1-800-366-3748. That's 1-800-366-3748. And they've also got a website. And it's www.ppnf.net. That's ppnf.net. And you can get this guy, David Getoff, G-E-T-O-F-F, over there at that Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation there in San Diego, California. All right, I'm going to tell you a little something there about some places that you can go to get some help. And the thing I liked about this guy's program, you can get these CDs and then just listen to them. I think that'll tell you the story. I don't think you're going to need to call this guy on the telephone. He's pretty thorough. In fact, tedious. I'm going to use the word tedious over here. I get tired, you know. I like John Wayne because, you know, the scenes change. And old John, he's out there shooting somebody or he's getting shot at or something exciting's happening, you know. This guy ain't that exciting. And the scenes don't change that often. And it gets a little tedious over here watching this guy. And so I got to get up and go get a beer or something, you know, come back and sit down again because I get restless leg syndrome sitting here watching this. But I got to tell you that he's easy to listen to. This guy's not a hard guy to listen to. It ain't funny, you know, like old... Well, some of these guys, you know, you listen to, they're kind of like Kent Hovind. He's kind of humorous. I like to listen to him because he's kind of funny. And Joel Wallach, I kind of like to listen to him because he's got a little humor. I like that, and I always did like that mineral block on the dining room table. And when you pass by it, you know, take a couple of licks, and that'll solve 90% of your health problems. Guy comes up with a little common sense, a little humor once in a while. I kind of like that. Well, this guy here ain't near as funny. He's a little on the tedious side, but he's got good information. He's easy to listen to, and he's easy to understand. And that's very important, you know, for us blue-collar guys. Very important. And he's got the right scoop, and I think he's got the direct information, and it's extremely thorough. I mean, this sugar story over here, I mean, when he got through with the sugar story, kids, you can understand sugar. I mean, it ought to make you swear off of Oreos and Cokes, I'll tell you. Now, he's got some good sources of information, too. I got to tell you this. You know, you go into the health food store, and you've got all of these products over here. And he was talking about a product over here like breakfast cereal. That, I'm going to break in here and tell you a story about this breakfast cereal. And he said the word natural, he said, is about as phony as a $3 Federal Reserve note, natural. And when we see natural on a box, we automatically say, well, that's got to be good for us because it's natural. And he said, you know, arsenic's pretty natural. Strychnine's pretty natural. You know, it's not a manufactured product. It occurs in nature, and it's pretty natural, but it isn't good to eat. And I like that. He said that just because it's got natural on the box doesn't mean that it's good to eat or good for you. So he said he didn't like that word natural, but it kind of comes up in the English language every once in a while. And so he said there is a product out there. You're looking for cornflakes or shredded wheat or something like that to eat in the morning because you want something that's fast and easy to get at and tastes real good and is real sweet. And he said, here's what you do. There's only one instant cereal that he would recommend. And he said that's where they take the grain, they smash it, dry it, and toast it, and stick it in a box. And it's the whole grain. And he said nice. He thought that was pretty good. Put some cream on it. I like this guy. Drinks cream. Eats cream on his cereal. And he says sweeten the stuff. And I forgot now what it was he said to sweeten it with. I think I got the name of it down here. Stevia. I do. I got it down here. And he said this stevia is pretty sweet stuff, and it comes from a plant, and it's natural. Natural. He said, I don't like the word natural, but it's natural because it comes from a plant. And unless they've boiled it and baked it and screwed it all up over here, this people, he said, call it stevia, but he said there isn't two E's in it. It's just S-T-E-V-A, stevia. It comes from a stevia plant. And he said, sweeten it with that stevia. Put on a lot of cream. Now, I want to warn you about this cream. Don't go to the Safeway store and buy some half and half now or some whipping cream and put that Holstein Blue John on your cereal now, because if you do that, it's been pasteurized. And that pasteurization has killed the enzymes. You can't digest it. It's a poison, and it kills you. Now, foods are good for you, but as soon as you start screwing with them and making them into Oreo cookies, they become poisons. And he's pretty good at explaining that. I think you're going to like that. He's going to explain to you why that stuff is just pure crap and that they're trying to kill you over here because they're making money at it. It's nothing personal. You know, we're just making money. And if you die in the process, well, that's the breaks of the game. And I kind of like that, too. So I said, well, let's see if we can't beat these guys at their own game. So he's got some instant breakfast cereal over here, and he'll tell you what the brand is and where to get it, right there on the CD. And I kind of like that. In fact, we were over at a salvage store, Tim and Jim's, they call it, down Mountain Home, and we bought a bunch of that. I don't remember the name of that cereal, but we bought a bunch of it because it was surplus. It's because it was so bad. See, it's so healthy, it's bad, and people won't buy it. And so they ended up surplus, and so we bought a few cases of it and brought it home. And the boy eats it. He says it's really pretty good stuff. And anything that boy eats, you know, it tastes pretty gross. But I thought, well, after I saw this disc over, I said, well, since we got a couple cases of it out there, I think I'll try it. And then, by golly, it ain't near as bad as I thought it was going to be. Now, it's not as good as Cornflakes. And kids, you're not going to get into this health food thing, and you're not going to find anything that tastes as good as a Big Mac and a McDonald's fries. And that's because it's got MSG in it. And I told you that story. MSG is what makes it taste real good. And it's habit-forming, and it's a deadly toxin. And it's going to kill you. It's going to make holes in your brain and give you Alzheimer's disease. But then, you know, that's a small price to pay for the pleasure you get from Big Macs and fries, especially with some Hunt's ketchup or Del Monte ketchup, you know, sweetened with pure S&H, pure cane sugar. Now, the reason I bring this to your attention is because these good-tasting things over here are going to kill you. Slowly but surely, they're going to kill you. And like this Michael J. Fox I pointed out the other day, you know, the guy is shaking so bad he can't sit still. And that's not good. And I feel sorry for him, but, you know, the guy did it to himself. And he can fix himself. That's the bright spot. You know, if you're Michael J. Fox and you're listening in, which ain't very likely, you know, you can fix that Parkinson's disease because you've got a nutritional deficiency and your body's plugged up with a lot of crap, also known as SH. But we can't say that on the air because the FCC gets after us if we do that. But you all know what I'm talking about. All right. So that's the story on this Dr. Getoff over here. And I think you're gonna like that story. And I told you that we got about 92 symptoms over here that comes from this. Let me read to you a few of these symptoms. Now, there's over 92 different health side effects associated with aspartame consumption. It may seem surreal, but true. How can one chemical create such chaos? Aspartame dissolves into solution and can therefore travel throughout your body and deposit within any tissue. Your body digests aspartame, unlike saccharin, which does not break down within humans. The multitude of aspartame side effects are indicative to your genetic individuality and physical weaknesses. It's important to put two and two together, nonetheless, and identify which side effects aspartame is creating within you. These aspartame side effects. The components of aspartame can lead to a number of health problems, as you've seen. Side effects can occur gradually, or they can occur immediately. It can be acute reactions, and according to Lyndon Smith, MD, there is an enormous population suffering from side effects associated with aspartame, and yet have no idea why drugs, supplements, and herbs do not relieve their symptoms. Then, there are users who do not appear to suffer immediate reactions at all. And even these individuals are susceptible to the long-term damage caused by excitatory amino acids. Here's one. Phenylalanine, methanol, and DKP. I mean, there's a word for you. It's so bad, even the experts put the three letters DKP in there because they can't pronounce it either. Adverse reactions and side effects of aspartame include in your eyes. It can cause blindness in one or both eyes. It can cause decreased vision and or other eye problems such as blurring, bright flashes, squiggly lines, and tunnel vision. It can cause decreased night vision, pain in one or both eyes, decreased tears, trouble with your contact lenses, and bulging eyes. That's 10. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nope, we only got 8 there. Got 8 problems. With your ear, it can cause tinnitus, ringing or buzzing sound, severe intolerance to noise, and marked hearing impairment. And it's also neurologic. It can cause epileptic seizures, headaches, migraines, and some severe dizziness, unsteadiness, both confusion, memory loss, both severe confusion, memory loss, or both, dizziness or unsteadiness, or both, severe drowsiness and sleepiness. Oh my gosh, what's this one here? Paresthesia or numbness of the limbs. Hell, even Mrs. Wiles, my third grade teacher, didn't anticipate that I'd be thrown up against a paresthesia. And severe slurring of speech, severe hyperactivity, and restless legs. Now listen, have you been watching TV lately? Have you seen this thing called restless leg syndrome? Have you seen that advertised? I think I saw it on Katie this last night. And then here's this lady. She's sitting there, and she's just jumping around, you know, like a cat on a hot tin roof, and she just can't sit still. And she says she's got this terrible restless leg syndrome. Okay. Now, what causes restless leg syndrome? NutraSweet, aspartame, spoonful, artificial sweetener. And so now that she's got this symptom, she runs over to who? The pharmaceutical industry that brought you what? Aspartame. Where the hell do you think that stuff came from? It came from a drug company called Searle, which was bought out by those good folks called Monsanto. God bless Monsanto, huh? And so they're the guys that gave us this aspartame and restless leg syndrome. And then when you get this restless leg syndrome and you don't feel real good, you can go back to the doctor who's going to give you some kind of a downer, you know, something like morphine or heroin or something, you know. And he'll say, here, take these. Now, you're spending money buying this stuff to make your legs restless, and then you go into the drug store and you buy some stuff to calm you down. Isn't that just special? Why don't you quit taking this crap to start with, and you won't get restless leg syndrome, then you won't feel bad, and then you won't need the drug to bring you down. Does that make sense to you? Now, about 90% of these problems we cause an oven by ourselves, by what we're sticking through that hole in our face, and then we wonder, well, how come we're not feeling good, like Michael J. Fox. Now, if you've got psychological or psychiatric problems, these artificial sweeteners cause severe depression, irritability, aggression, anxiety, personality changes, insomnia, and phobias. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those. Then in your chest, you can have palpitations or tachycardia, shortness of breath, and recent high blood pressure. Now, you know, I'm watching the news, and I say, oh, my God, you got high blood pressure. See your doctor and take this drug. And they're advertising these drugs, you know, this guy's down here at the bottom. And none of these drugs are near as good as heroin or cocaine or marijuana or any of the good stuff that you get from Jack down on the corner, you know. And you got to pay a whole lot more from it. I got a student here who happens to be a druggist. He came in here one day, and I did a couple, three programs with him. And we were chit-chatting a little bit. And I said, well, what's the price of cocaine out on the street? And he says, you know, I'm really not up on street prices of cocaine. But I got a buddy over here, and he told me that what he's paying is thus and such. But he said, hey, listen, when you come into your Rexall or Osco Buttery store to buy cocaine, we sell it under this trade name. Now, listen, kids, you can buy cocaine. You can go to your doctor and you can get cocaine prescribed from your doctor. Go to the Rexall store, have the prescription filled, but it costs twice as much as the cocaine you get down on the street. But he said, but you know that it's safe and that it's clean and that it's pure because it comes from the Rexall drugstore. And see, old Jack down on the corner over there, you don't know how clean and pure this stuff is. Well, you know the stuff down on the corner is clean and pure and it's good because the customers keep going back to him. You know, if you went to your drug supplier and he made you sick, you wouldn't go back. Now, of course, people do that with their doctors. They go to the doctor. He gives them a drug. The drug makes them sicker or maybe even kills them, $130,000 a year. They keep going back to the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies. And the illegal drug guys, you know, Jack and Joe down on the street corner, they only kill 6,000 people a year, but your doctor kills 130,000. How do you figure that? Huh? How do you figure that? The illegal drugs in this country kill 6,000. God, we're just up in arms about that. We got to do something about this illegal drug problem. The legal drug guys and the doctors and pharmaceutical companies kill how many times then? Let's take 130 here and divide that by 6. Yeah, your doctor and the drugstores down here are killing 21 times as many people, and we don't even know there's a problem. How do you figure that? Can you tell me? Send me an email. Explain that to me. Especially if you've got a PhD. And write me a long letter and use some big five-syllable, double-ended, knee-jerker words over here and tell me why it is that we're real excited about 6,000 people getting killed from crack or bad heroin, and then we don't care about 130,000 people getting killed over here at Osco Buttery. Gastrointestinal, this is in your stomach area, you know, it causes nausea, now, that means you're puking your guts out, diarrhea, that means it's coming out the other end, sometimes with blood in your stool, abdominal pain, and then pain when swallowing. You can get skin and allergy problems over here, like itching without a rash, lip and mouth reactions, hives, and aggravated respiratory allergies such as asthma. Now, you know, a lot of people are suffering from asthma. Has anybody ever thought, geez, asthma, I'm getting that out of my aspartame, out of my Diet Coke? Well, maybe it isn't causing the asthma. Maybe it's just exacerbating the asthma that you've already got because you got some other mineral or vitamin deficiency over here. And that's what this guy Getoff, I'm going to put a little mark right here on this line over because I'm kind of running out of time. Now, I got to tell you about this Dr. Getoff again. Doc Getoff, now, he's not paying me anything for this. So I'm not putting on an infomercial here for the doctor. But when I run across something that I think is pretty sensational, I like to share it with people. If for no other reason, just to tell you that 10 years from now, when you get these diseases and side effects, you know, you can't say, well, gee, I didn't know. Hell, I told you. And that's more than your doctor did. And this is why I think, you know, I'm not opposed to people that are eating aspartame. I mean, hell, I'm not on a crusade to get you off aspartame or to get you off of CNH pure cane sugar. I just think that you ought to have the information out there so that when you get restless leg syndrome or asthma or some of these side effects, say, oh, I remember this right-wing lunatic fringe fanatic I heard on the radio. He told me about this years ago. Now I know why it is I'm sick. Geez, now I know why I'm having epileptic seizures. Gee, now I know why I don't feel good. Then you can make your decision, you know. And if you want to eat that, eat it. Don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success. But I thought I'd share with you this information. This Dr. Getoff over here can tell you, well, here's what's causing your problem. Here's how you fix it. Just that simple. You know, you go to the medical doctor, he says, well, we got to try this diet, or we got to try that diet, or we got to try something else. Because his treatments don't work. That's what the bottom line is. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know how to cure it, but I got a treatment. Just keep coming back to me, and I'll just keep plugging you up with drugs. And if something works, fine. And if something doesn't work, well, geez, we tried our best. That's what the doctor says. Well, we did everything we could to him, but he died anyway. All right, now here's this Dr. Getoff. Get this down. You can get him at the Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation at 1-800-366-3748. That's 1-800-366-3748. Or you can go to the web. It's www.ppnf.net. That's Price Pottinger Nutritional Foundation is what that PPNF stands for. And then this guy, he's also a naturopath, you know, and so he's got a www.naturepathforyou.com. That's naturepathforyou.com. And that four is the number four, not F-O-U-R now. Don't spell it out. Just naturepath and the numeral four and then Y-O-U.com. And I'll get you in touch with this guy, and then you can order these discs if you want to, or you can tell him to stuff it. But I think they're well worth the money. Now, I don't know what they cost. I guess I'll ask that next. Maybe next program or two, I can probably figure that out. But if they're $100 or $200 or $300, they make any difference. If this guy can solve your restless leg syndrome or your asthma, or he can solve your medical problem, hell, that's cheap at double the price. So with that in mind, let me give you a final reminder here that you're listening to The Law Hour, or have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet. Remember that the information that you want about the law school and The Law Hour is on our webpage at georgegordon.org. And the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, and business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. We teach 8 schools here total. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. We've got to leave it right there. So we'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.